It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. If you are in the beef cattle industry, you have noticed the cash cattle market building on gains in recent weeks. To talk about where we are and where we're going, yesterday I called Shaylee Stewart. She is a livestock market analyst with DTN and the host and founder of Cattle Market News.
We're really teetering in a season when we're really current with supplies. And we can see that from a number of different points. We have a wide value in between the choice and select prices. Last week, choice select spread averaged throughout the entire week $30.68. And our choice grading still sits around 80.12%. And so that just tells us that cattle are being pulled ahead of schedule and they're not spending as many days on feed as they have compared to years past. And so that really tells us that feedlots sit in the driver's seat of this market, and they should be able to for at least another month to be able to push prices higher. But the closer we get to the 1st of January, we're going to see more and more cattle hitting the show list, at which point packers might be able to hold that market steady, drop it a dollar lower, and really kind of rely on their deferred to commitments to basically suppress the cash cattle market.
Again, livestock market analyst Shaylee Stewart giving her take on what's going on right now in the cattle markets.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.